Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you shower down upon us. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, crucified for us, risen from the dead for us, ascended to the right hand of God for us, coming to judge both the living and the dead for us. Heavenly Father, bless us tonight as we focus on the ascension of Jesus Christ to your right hand, where he fills all things. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 492.
Setting number 4, page 203, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are here.
Since we are gathered to hear God's Word, call upon Him in prayer and in praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert. with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with Him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Of our Lord is written in 2 Kings chapter 2. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken away from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
The second reading is written in Acts chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on him, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the Alleluia and verse, we stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, Thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
489, you may be seated.
Jesus Christ, our risen and ascended Savior and Lord. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We love to talk about the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus for our sin. We love to talk about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for us and for our salvation. We say the words in the creed, He ascended into heaven, and at times, to ourselves, we probably ask, so what? So what? The ascension of our Lord Jesus. So what? 40 days after Jesus physically, bodily rose from the dead, God's Word teaches us, after He had given many convincing proofs that He really was alive, Jesus ascends into heaven. The church has always celebrated and made a big deal out of the ascension of Jesus. In fact, tomorrow, Thursday, Ascension Day, is a national holiday in some countries. That's how big a deal the Ascension Day is. In Germany, tomorrow, no work. Why? Because it's Ascension Day. But very few people, there or here, will bother to go to church. Ascension Day is a forgotten festival. And in America, most Christians simply do not know what to do with the fact that Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father. Why? Wouldn't it have been so much easier if Jesus was here, stayed here, giving us many convincing proofs again and again and again that He really is risen from the dead? We might think so. But God's Word teaches us, Ephesians chapter 4, that Jesus, who descended, taking on flesh and blood, living, dying, and rising from the dead, is also the same Jesus who ascended to the right hand of the Father so that He might fill all things. God calls us to walk by faith, not by sight. The right hand of the Father is not some physical location, as if Jesus is stuck in heaven and He can't do anything about it. Jesus fills all things. Jesus is the one who, in the parallel passage to our words from Mark tonight in Matthew, says, I am with you always. How? He is with us always, as His Word is proclaimed, as His sacraments are administered. Jesus Christ, who fills all things, is really present for us, forgiving us, strengthening us, encouraging us. Many Christians throughout the world, and especially here in America, while they wouldn't say it quite this way, teach a real absence of Jesus. Jesus is in heaven. We are here on earth. And the only way the two can come together is if we, in our hearts and in our minds, spiritually ascend to God. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Sounds very spiritual. There's only one problem. It's not biblical. God is the one who comes to us and who continues to come to us. And what do? Do we rejoice that the Son of God, who loved us and gave His life for us, continues to come to us in word and sacrament? Sometimes. But most often, we grow cold and apathetic and indifferent. being in God's house, receiving God's gifts, take it or leave it. We don't hunger and thirst for the Word of God. We don't hunger and thirst to return to our baptism, confessing our sins and hearing the sweet absolution. We don't hunger and thirst for the body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under bread and wine for forgiveness, life, and salvation. A little sip of wine. A little piece of bread. So what? My friends, we are constantly looking for more. Looking for something different. Looking for something better. As if we can improve upon what Christ our Lord has said and done. We think we have better ways. We think we have better words than the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 16 plays right into it. Years ago, there was a famous atheist who would go around and give talks about how he had found Jesus when he was in prison. He couldn't wait to get out of prison and go to church. So he went to church and he waited. And he waited. And he waited. Finally, one day after church, he asked the pastor, "When are you going to do the stuff?" Pastor says, "What do you mean?" He says, "You know, the stuff. The stuff in Mark 16. When are you going to do it? When are we going to handle snakes? When are we going to do miracles? When are we going to do all these crazy signs?" The pastor said, "All those words that Jesus spoke were confirmation that the words and teachings of the apostles were true. They all are documented and they all really happened. They're recorded for us in the book of Acts. But God has nowhere given us a promise that these extraordinary signs will continue. No, now He has given us His Word. His Word that we cling to. His Word that we believe in. His Word that gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation." And the man, not satisfied with the Word of God, left the church, never to return. My friends, it's very easy for us to fall into that same trap. That the words and the gifts of God are no big deal. The ascension of our Lord guarantees our ascension. Did you pick it up in the hymns that we sang? "Where the head is, there the body certainly will be. Our Lord and Savior Jesus at the right hand of God, a position of power, filling all things, guarantees our ascension." Our bodily resurrection and ascension. To be with our Lord and Savior Jesus forever and ever and ever. Do we long for that day? Or are we so caught up with the things of this world that the last thing we want to think about is leaving our stuff and going to heaven? Do we hunger and thirst for the Word of God and the gifts of God, which forgive us our sins of clinging too much to the things of this world, our sins of disregarding or being apathetic or indifferent to the words and gifts of God, our sins of doubting that God could really be really present in water, bread and wine, words, forgiveness that sinners like you and me need every day. Luther says, "How do you know that you need what Jesus offers?" He says, "Take your finger and touch yourself. Are you alive? Are you alive? Because if you're alive, you're a sinner and you need what Jesus gives. Do you live in this world? This world that would love nothing more than to rip you away from the nail-scarred hands of Christ? You believe that the devil is hard at work after your soul? My friends, tonight we can have a simple trust that Christ, who has ascended to the right hand of God, is not stuck there. He is really present with us. That Christ, who ascended to the right hand of God, has not left us as orphans. He has given us His Word and His blessed gifts. That Christ, who has ascended to the right hand of God, is coming back to take us to Himself, to live with Him forever in the mansion prepared for us since the beginning of time. Hear it. Believe it. Cling to it. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God's Word teaches us that as He has ascended to the right hand of God, Jesus, at the right hand of God, pleads for us, prays for us, intercedes for us, and He invites us to pray as well. Please stand.
All to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, the one who ascended, who is returning, that they may know him by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we especially commend Lena Scammon, recovering from surgery, and Brian Murundi, who is hospitalized, and all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy, grant us daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy, we trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and to answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Years, our 8th grade confirmation class has graciously given many gifts to our congregation, our Paschal candle, all of the altar books that we read out of, much of the ecclesiastical art that we see in our narthex, and this year's confirmation class has given to the congregation this beautiful altarpiece, Jesus, for us. Beloved in the Lord, St. Paul speaks of the importance of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. By His death on the cross, our Lord has won salvation for us. It is fitting that this cross be sanctified by the Word of God and prayer for our devotion, and as a proclamation of His atoning work for us." Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, You did not spare Your only Son, but delivered Him up for us, that He might bear all our sins on the cross. Grant that our eyes may ever behold our Savior and His cross, that we may not fear the power of any adversaries, but rather rejoice in His victory for us. Through the same, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless this cross. Amen. Amen. Again, we welcome you to God's house. We pray God's blessings on our time together. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of Jesus' real presence for us would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Service of the sacrament found on page 208, we stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and have given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Having revealed your glory in the face of your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and rose again for our salvation, you have exalted him to the highest majesty at your right hand, so that he might graciously fill all things. Grant us faithfully to eat and to drink this holy supper, trusting our reigning Savior Jesus, who, though unseen in his ascended glory, is here present to save us by his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now this true body and precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Go with peace. With great joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and we sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 211. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Remain standing for our closing hymn, 488.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. We pray God's blessings on our time together, the gifts He freely gives. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes if you haven't had a chance to do so. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We're winding down on our school year. Tonight was our last confirmation class until next August. That's why we wanted to dedicate the new altarpiece tonight. And Lifelight tomorrow at 1. Last week, Tuesday evening, we received a word of our new vicar, Evan Scanman. I don't think that's quite how you pronounce it. Scanman, something like that. So Evan will be here sometime in July. We prayed for his wife in our prayers tonight. She had surgery early this week. I don't remember. I think it was on Monday this week she had some surgery. So keep her in your prayers. So Vicar is married. One daughter, I think about 10 years old or 11, something like that. So we look forward to welcoming them as a congregation. On Wednesday night last week, former vicar Christian Preuss was received his first call, and I don't remember what that is. Is it Trinity?
I kept thinking it was Trinity, but I was told it was Mount Holly.
Yeah, it's Mount. It's a Mount something. Mount Hope in Casper, Wyoming. Casper, Wyoming. So we're excited about that. And Pastor-elect Preuss and his family will be here in about 4 weeks, June 1st, Wednesday, June 1st. Christian will be here to preach, and then we'll, after the Wednesday night service, we'll forego Bible study that night and get a chance to meet the family and see how they've grown and all that kind of stuff. So that's Wednesday, June 1st. Former Vicar Preuss and family will be here among us. So we look forward to that as well. Tonight, I don't know, choir's been singing. Are you going to practice some more? Or are you done? You're going to practice some more? Okay, choir up in the balcony, Bible study in the fellowship hall. We're having a short meeting with regard to, are you ready for this? Everybody sitting down? Well, not everybody, but just about. We're having a short meeting tonight to talk about Christmas program. All right? Yeah, it's already May, so we have to talk about that. So, and that'll be in room 107. 107 for the Christmas program meeting. Anything else? Vicqua? You did fine while we were gone. All right. Thanks be to God. Have a great day and week and life in Jesus.